Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, a teacher gets a settlement after being punished for comments she made after Charlie Kirk's assassination. The National Park Service has reopened the Martin Luther King Jr. birth home, and a new drug targets a particularly aggressive form of breast cancer.
Essentially a smart drug that is the way that your GPS tells you where to go is the way that this drug works.
Today is Monday, July 6th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The public school system in Northeast Georgia's Oglethorpe County has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by a teacher who claims she was punished for comments she made in the wake of political commentator Charlie Kirk's assassination, GPB's Chase McGee reports.
After Kirk's death, high school teacher Michelle Mickens posted on her personal Facebook page a verbatim quote by Kirk. In the online discussion that followed, she criticized the right-wing activist while also condemning political violence. Her school placed her on leave. In a lawsuit that followed, Mickens claimed the school system had no social media policy and that teachers who publicly supported Kirk did not face any consequences. Her attorneys argued the system violated her constitutional rights to free speech and equal protection. The settlement, reviewed by GPB through an open records request, says that Mickens and her attorneys will receive $300,000 while Mickens resigns and the school system denies her allegations. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Atlanta Congresswoman Nikema Williams wants the FBI and U.S. Justice Department to explain the reported reassignment of law enforcement agents to investigate the 2020 election in Georgia. The Associated Press obtained a memo last week that calls for a surge of 260 investigators and other staff to the effort. Georgia ballots in that year's presidential race were counted three times, including once by hand, each time reaffirming Democrat Joe Biden's win. In a letter dated Thursday, Williams condemned the effort and asked Attorney General Todd Blanche and FBI Director Kash Patel to explain it. 10 people died on Georgia roadways over the 4th of July holiday weekend, while no boating deaths were reported. Injuries included a woman who was critically wounded inside her house by celebratory gunfire in Metro Atlanta's DeKalb County. Two people have been arrested in that case. Two people were seriously injured when a tree fell during a storm at the Metro Atlanta amusement park Six Flags over Georgia. A Delta Airlines flight and a high-flying firework reportedly came into contact in the sky above Chicago as the city celebrated the 4th of July holiday. The pilot of Delta Flight 1076 notified air traffic controllers just before landing at Chicago Midway International Airport on Saturday night that a firework hit the commercial airliner. Both the Federal Aviation Administration and Delta said the plane landed safely. Delta says none of the 52 passengers or six crew members were injured, and mechanics found no damage to the aircraft. Early voting began today in a special election to fill the seat of the late Metro Atlanta Congressman David Scott, who died in April. Six candidates are on the ballot, including Scott's daughter, three other Democrats, and two Republicans. Research from Emory University has contributed to a new FDA-approved treatment for a specific type of aggressive breast cancer. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Metastatic triple-negative breast cancer is a fast-progressing disease with poor prognosis and limited treatment options. Dr. Kevin Kalinske is the director of the Division of Medical Oncology at Emory's Winship Cancer Institute. He says the treatment combines an immune-boosting drug with another that targets cancer cells.
So that is essentially a smart drug that is the way that your GPS tells you where to go. Is the way that this drug works is it targets this protein and directly delivers chemo to that cancer cell.
The newly approved treatment is for people recently diagnosed with this most aggressive subtype of breast cancer. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The National Park Service has reopened the Martin Luther King Jr. birth home for public tours after 3 years of renovations. King and his family lived in the 1895 structure in Atlanta's Sweet Auburn neighborhood until 1941, when the future civil rights leader was 12 years old. The Park Service acquired it in 2018, making it part of the larger King National Historic Park. Rehabilitation included improvements to the building's structure, interiors, accessibility, and visitor entrance. The King family joined Park Service officials at a reopening celebration on the 4th of July. Georgia wildlife officials say bald eagles had another successful nesting season this year. Reporting from The Current in Savannah says the Department of Natural Resources found above-average nesting success in every area it surveyed. Chatham County had 29 occupied nests, more than any other county surveyed this year. Officials estimate Georgia has had more than 200 bald eagle nests each year since 2015. As a summer heat wave continues, a statewide conservation group is inviting Georgians to cool off in several rivers. The organization, Georgia Rivers, on Friday released its annual list of canoe and kayak opportunities for the summer and fall. The paddling, fishing, camping, and other adventures include excursions on 8 Georgia rivers from the Toccoa River near Blue Ridge to the Suwannee River in the Okefenokee Swamp. The group says their annual trips introduce about 1,000 people to Georgia rivers each year. World Cup fever is translating into a big boost in sales for some Atlanta bars and restaurants. Many soccer-leaning bars, breweries, and eateries adjacent to large fan events like the Decatur Watch Fest and the FIFA Fan Festival in downtown Atlanta say they've experienced what one pub owner called, quote, lightning in a bottle. The events are winding down, however, with just 2 matches left in Atlanta and 14 matches left in the tournament overall. Braves catcher Drake Baldwin and second baseman Ozzie Albies have been named starters in next week's Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Philadelphia. It'll be Baldwin's first trip to the All-Star Game, and he becomes the 4th Braves catcher to win a fan election, joining Javi Lopez, Brian McCann, and Sean Murphy. It'll be Ozzie Albies' 4th All-Star Game. Aside from the starters, Braves first baseman Matt Olson and relief pitcher Raisel Iglesias were named All-Stars. The game is scheduled for Tuesday, July 14th. And that is a wrap on Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you had a great 4th of July holiday weekend. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, go to gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast because we will be back in your feed tomorrow afternoon. If you've got feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.